What is your earliest or favorite memory of cooking and or food?
I actually don't have a lot of memories of spending time in the kitchen growing up. Both my parents worked, so our dinners were pretty much the same every week: meatloaf, chicken cutlet, or some kind of a steak. I do remember that a lot of the time my mom would defrost a chicken overnight, and then it would be my job to season it and put it in the oven when I got home from school.
Have you always wanted to be a chef or work with food?
Oh no, not at all. I honestly didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. Right after I graduated high school, my grandmother Jane asked me that age-old question: "What do you want to be when you grow up?" When I told her I didn't know, she told me I should go to cooking school, and the reasoning was that I made a really good tuna fish sandwich for lunch that day. This was all the direction I needed, and shortly after, I started a culinary and hospitality program at a community college in Long Island, New York.
What was your first job in the food industry?
So I worked in several local places to get experience while I was still in college. At Stony Brook University, I landed a job as a line cook at the busiest restaurants on campus. I stayed with the company that employed me there for 4 years and rotated around positions such as catering, fast food, restaurants, running the student union deli, working banquets, and so much more. I really enjoyed hands-on learning and being in the kitchen, so this was a great start to my professional culinary experience. A director's position opened within the company and it became available, and the guy who beat me out of the position had a bachelor's degree. So this inspired me to go back to school because I only had an associate's.
Now, what are your hobbies outside of cooking?
Halloween! Ask me any time of the year. How many days? Oh, I know. I already got a shipment in this year. I turned my garage into a haunted house, and during the Halloween season, the line is around the block. I just really love creating an experience for other people and getting as excited as they do. My big 50 birthday is this year, and I'm sending my friends on a scavenger hunt, but here's the twist: they're hunting for me. I also partake in what my neighborhood calls Smoky Boys Night, where all the neighborhood dads and I get together and we smoke a bunch of food to celebrate Father's Day. It is a blast.
What is your favorite dish to make?
My go-to is chicken wings, but my favorite would have to be this thing I do where I can make anyone a 4 to 5 course meal using only what they already have in their house, and then challenge me with a time frame to do it. I love the challenge and having to be quick on my feet. Chopped is my favorite show, and I have even brought this type of challenge into the local ACF meetups over the years. We called it the In the Cupboard Cooking Competition or Cutthroat Cooking Challenge. This is also a great way to reduce food waste because you find a way to use and then reuse ingredients that you just have sitting around.
How does Morrison Healthcare help you grow as an individual and as a professional?
The biggest thing that has helped me grow is being able to be creative and then subsequently being able to see the things I create in motion. Food is medicine, and working so closely with dietitians has helped me challenge and improve my way of thinking when it comes to what ingredients I'm feeding people. For example, if you think something needs salt, you can add citrus instead. It adds the same acidic value and takes out all the added sodium. You can cook food that is good for you and make it taste good all at the same time. Changing the way people eat, one mouth at a time.